Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
What matters right now to God is the quality of your character. He wants you to be cleansed and walk in righteousness. He wants you to worry about yourself right now. Don't worry about what your spouse is doing. You grow in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. You will never see the righteous forsaken. Your children will be blessed. Have you become lukewarm, as it says in Revelation? You have lost your first love, your Lord, as the enemy blinded and deceived you. We need to get back to the basics. Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud or those who turn aside to false gods. O Lord Jesus, I love you so very much. I just praise you that you've chosen me to be a teacher of the word. And now, Lord, I pray you will touch this dear stander, this dear mom or dad, this dear husband or wife who are crying out to you today to say, help me, rescue me from the trap of sin in my own life. Rescue me from a dead, hopeless marriage. Lord, show them the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, you are the way. You are the truth. You are the life. Show them that you can give them new life, new meaning and purpose if they will pick up the cross and follow you. Lord, I pray that they will turn their hearts to you and become on fire for you, that they will not worry about their marriage or about their spouse, but they'll trust in you and delight in you, rejoice in the Lord always, and that you will give them the desires of their heart, that they will commit your way to the Lord every day. They'll just hands down let go and let God, and that they will be still before you and wait patiently for you to bring victory and healing and restoration of their marriage, of it being rebuilt on the solid rock of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, most of all, we pray for all these prodigals that we're talking about. And may you go touch them right now, wherever they may be. May you take that heart of stone, turn it to a heart of flesh right now, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you will go speak to them as you spoke to the prodigal son. And may you speak loudly to them, and they would turn from their wicked ways, turn from their selfishness, turn from their pride in their life, turn from the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and all the sins of the world. And may you speak to them and go after them, Lord Jesus, as you said in Luke 15. And you would pick up that sheep that's astray, who is lost and in bondage. And may you pick them up joyfully. And may we all rejoice in the Lord for what you're going to do in restoring and healing marriages and families, one after another. Thousands of marriages coming home every week. We'll give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.